Hurricane Katrina and its impact on New Orleans, I would just first point out, it wasn't only a federal responsibility. There are state and local responsibilities for maintaining infrastructure there as well. But, of course, the Corps has played a major role in upgrading the infrastructure and had a big role there, but it wasn't only a federal responsibility. The committee that I chaired looked broadly at core water resources infrastructure, and that includes the flood mitigation infrastructure, but also inland navigation infrastructure, the ports and harbors infrastructure in which the Corps is involved, and hydropower generation, and some other areas of the what we call the hard infrastructure that the Corps has built and maintains.
I want to ask you what the most severe problems you found were, but first, just because of what's happened in the last few days all along the East Coast, when you have a major water event like Sandy, what sort of pressure does it put on these waterways, dams, levees, and so forth?
Well, obviously, it was a very severe test of whatever infrastructure was in place to try to protect against the surge of water and the winds. In this case, there was some core infrastructure involved, but a lot of it was state, local, and even private infrastructure. And I think a lesson to take away here is that there's a limited amount that hard infrastructure can do to protect coastlines against that kind of loading. And one component of our report in the part of the study that focused on flood mitigation infrastructure, we talked about the opportunity and need for more what's called non-structural approaches to flood mitigation. And that means zoning and the development decisions that we make or limitations on that to reduce flood risk. And a lot of the infrastructure that was damaged over the past couple of days has been in very high-risk areas. We don't experience storms like Sandy on a yearly or even a decadal frequency, but the entire East Coast and the Gulf Coast is subject to hurricane loadings like that, we've developed an awful lot that is in harm's way.
And let's talk about the report and your recommendations for Congress, the White House, and the Corps. Let's start with the Corps. What are your major recommendations for changing the Corps itself?
We focused on the water infrastructure that the Corps is charged with maintaining. And a main message was that we have built over the past 100 years or more a very large water resources infrastructure, and we have not provided the funds to maintain it adequately. And that's not just within the past year, the past 4 years, or the past decade, but it's a multi-decade trend here where we have been not providing enough funds to maintain the large infrastructure that we've accumulated over time. So bottom line messages for us were that the existing infrastructure can't be adequately maintained with the now long established funding levels for operation, maintenance, and rehabilitation of it, and that new approaches to funding of that operation, maintenance, and rehabilitation are needed. And we identified a number of options for that that included more engagement with states and with private entities for maintaining and operating and rehabilitating the infrastructure, divesting or decommissioning parts of the infrastructure that were built for certain purposes many years ago, and those purposes either no longer exist or have been highly modified, and some parts of the core water resource infrastructure should be examined for turning over to others or decommissioning it.
We're speaking with Professor David Zombach of Carnegie Mellon Engineering Professor. And what about the management of the Corps itself? Does it do, within the fiscal constraints that you mentioned and within its role of maintaining maybe some obsolete structures, does it do a good job within that context?
Within the context of its annual allocation for operation, maintenance, and rehabilitation, the Corps does a pretty good job of allocating available funds and prioritizing among those funds. But the need for stepping back and looking at the entire infrastructure is at a higher level, and there are policy decisions to be made there about what is high priority, how much we want to invest in maintaining the infrastructure, how much infrastructure we want to maintain. Those are all policy decisions that fall in the domain of Congress and the executive branch.
One of the interesting things that I found when I came across your report is that you recommend breaking certain traditions and practices. I'm wondering, which traditions and practices do you mean?
Well, one of them is just the way that we go about developing water resource infrastructure in the nation. And we have, since the early 70s, used a mechanism that falls under Water Resource Development Acts. And what this involves is Congress putting together a group of projects that span all sorts of different things, and those are kind of packaged together and then turned over to the Corps. Well, they're packaged together, they're authorized, and then some portion of them appropriations are provided, so there's appropriations review. And the Corps provides some advice to that, but that's a congressional decision. And then the projects are thrown in the queue for implementation, and it's not very systematic in the sense of stepping back and looking at the whole water resource system and thinking about what should be the highest priority investments. It's a hodgepodge of projects that get put together and turned over to the Corps for implementation. And frankly, some of those projects probably don't merit investment, and at least that was the view of the committee that I chaired. And so, the one important new practice that is needed is a way of for the policy makers to think about, from a systems level view, what are the most important investments to make, and not just respond to a package of projects that are weakly interrelated and not developed from a systems view.
Now, the Army sponsored this report. What's the reaction so far?
Well, we met with the Corps leadership before the report was released, and they asked questions, and they're taking it under consideration. So I can't speak for the Corps leadership, but they're certainly paying attention to the report, and I expect we'll be hearing from them about various parts of it